This is Capital Access. I'm Wallace Watkins.
Today in the Capital Region here in Baton Rouge and beyond, you're employing more people here than ever before in history. The same thing is true in Lake Charles.
Secretary of Economic Development Don Pearson took his turn in front of an Appropriations Subcommittee on Business Development Tuesday. He says while some areas in Louisiana are seeing economic growth, that's not the case across the state. Baton Rouge Representative Rick Edmonds asked how effective incentives were in creating more jobs in Louisiana. According to Good Jobs First, a nonprofit that tracks state subsidies, the state awarded nearly $17 billion in incentives and subsidies to businesses from 2008 to 2016. The projected number of jobs created as a result was just over 130,000. Secretary Pearson says he looks at those incentives as an investment.
I fight this dragon every day. It's an imaginary dragon, but it's in the minds of people that they believe that there's corporate welfare out there. We make the state a partner in a venture, and we demand a return on that investment.
Echoing debates had in the most recent special session, New Orleans Representative Gary Carter asked about job vacancies within the department.
I want to increase investment in the state, and if you're not filling critical positions to do the job, I mean, you know, that's a concern I have.
Secretary Pearson.
You know, we understand there's tremendous fiscal challenges. That money that you allocate to us is money that you can't allocate to education through TOPS, through the healthcare system, but we feel like we grow the pie.
As of February, Louisiana had the fourth highest unemployment rate in the nation, just below 6%. For Capital Access, I'm Wallace Watkins.
Support for Capital Access comes from IEM, Worldwide Disaster Management from Louisiana since 1985. I think, therefore IEM. And Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge.